Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone, the podcast version, is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios. How the heck are you today? My name is Mark Walters. I will be filling your prescription for freedom for the afternoon here from 4 to 5 Eastern Time, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. If you are listening on one of a number of radio stations around the country carrying the program today, thank you very much. We appreciate you tuning in. If you're watching on your television screens, outstanding up in the Northern California markets and Reno, Nevada. And we are streaming the program live on Facebook today for no other reason than I felt like streaming the program live on Facebook today for you. What is the start of a beautiful weekend as we close out this week here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the first week into our 12th year on the nation's airwaves. Outstanding. Thank you for tuning in and participating for so long on the program, making this the single fastest growing pro-gun rights radio program in American broadcasting history. We couldn't have done it without you. We're going to get started today. A dear friend of mine is going to jump on the program to close out the week. We're going to call Friday Jump Ball. We got a lot of things to talk about. We're just going to throw it up in the air and talk about what we want. Alexander P. Alejandro Rubian from New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Alexander, how are you, my friend? Welcome inside the studio with me, brother.
Yep, I'm here.
Thanks for closing out the week with me, brother. You've had a crazy week up there in New Jersey. Let's start with this. First off, you're involved in a lawsuit with New Jersey Second Amendment Society, Firearms Policy Coalition, Second Amendment Foundation against Governor Murphy in the state of New Jersey for what?
Well, we originally sued the governor and his administration for shutting down New Jersey's gun stores, which we ended up prevailing, and they reopened our gun stores.
Okay, but that wasn't good enough for you, and this is what I love so much about you, because you've been, you abide by, what is it called, the New Jersey Press Credential? Tell me a little bit about that background before we go into the meat here.
Yeah, when we launched our news department, we contacted the New Jersey Press Association, which issues the press credentials and guidance on how to attend public news meetings, how to cover breaking news, how to go to crime scenes, wherever the case may be, and the rules and regulations or regulations surrounding on that. And we followed those guidelines for several years, never had an issue. But recently at one of Governor Murphy's press conferences, he started becoming overly agitated at the fact that we kept questioning his divine authority on why he was shutting down gun stores and why he surrounds himself with armed guards. Meanwhile, all of us in New Jersey are left defenseless.
So you, being you, were going to have none of that. And you showed up. Listener, I'm giving some background here before we go into this, so you have just a little taste if you're joining us for the first time. Alexander is no stranger to playing tiddlywinks with Governor Phil Murphy. And tiddlywinks in a very serious sense here. Because while the governor is playing games, Alexander is not playing games. It's very serious business we're talking about. Because, Alex, you showed up at a press conference a few weeks ago, and the doors were locked. What happened?
Yeah, we were notified that the governor is no longer allowing us. I'm sorry, that we were no longer allowed to attend the press conferences. And the day prior, the governor was mocking me, saying that allegedly other members of the press were claiming I'm not real press. I shouldn't be let into there. It's all on video. People can watch it if they visit ng2as.org. But the fact is that there are no press credentials. We did a request from the governor's office to find out what his rules were that they were using to deny me access to the meetings. And surprise, surprise, they returned a response by saying, well, there are no rules, but we're just not going to issue you press credentials and we're not going to issue you access to the governor's press conferences. Just goes once again to show, just like they do with our gun laws, they arbitrarily make rules up. They arbitrarily have these mythical justifiable need requirements before somebody applies for a concealed carry permit, and nobody ever gets them. except for the politicians and judges and their friends. And this is pure, this is a pure fascist tyranny going on in New Jersey. They don't believe in the Second Amendment. And now we've just exposed the fact that they don't believe in the First Amendment. And the governor believes that he could cherry pick the reporters and journalists that attend his press conferences by providing them the access that he says that they could attend to. And so that way nobody could ever challenge him or ask him objective and honest questions about the issues that concern millions of gun owners in the state of New Jersey.
For that to happen, there had to be, Alex, let's just pretend this is you and I having a conversation later tonight while I'm out on the front porch and you're taking a break from a busy day, as we are prone to do from time to time, and will probably today, that this is just the two of us having this conversation. In order for that to happen, what you just described, that means the governor himself had to sit down with somebody in his administration and have a conversation about that gun moron who keeps asking about the gun rights questions every single day at the press conferences, and that someone had to make a decision that they didn't want you there intentionally, and then the group had to decide, okay, well, let's just cancel his stuff. That had to occur, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. He alluded to that in the last press conference that I was not allowed into, where he actually took a stab at me and said, oh, that gentleman, he knows very well who I am. I've been attending press conferences for years, even to the prior administration. He knows exactly who I am. He's, we've had plenty of conversations. So he tries to minimize me by saying, oh, that gentleman over there that's always asking those gun questions, he didn't show up today. I guess because we opened gun ranges, he considers that a modicum of success. Where luckily a brave reporter that was standing outside with me while I was locked outside for over half an hour stood up and said, no, you didn't let him in. And you see his body language on camera. He shrivels up, crosses his arms, and goes, well, that wasn't our intention. Sure it wasn't, Governor.
Alex, hold on a second. Stop for just a second. It had to be his intention because the conversation I just described had to occur. The governor had to know that you were going to be locked out of the press. He had to know that. Otherwise,
yeah, of course.
He was unaware, because then he would have said, because you can follow this right down its logical conclusion, listeners, viewers. Otherwise, if the government was not, or the governor was not aware, then the governor would have said, well, who locked the doors on him? My intention wasn't to lock the guy out. And that didn't occur,
exactly,
did it?
And that is exactly why the following day after he made that public comment, I went to the next press conference. I said, I'm here to attend. I recorded that whole interaction as well. And they once again did not allow me in. I said, the governor said himself on his news, on the press conference yesterday, that his intention was not to lock me out and prevent me access from a public meeting. And they still did not allow me in. They went on saying whatever they wanted to say, making up arbitrary reasons. Mm-hmm. So, at that point, we decided to file a federal lawsuit, and we hopefully are going to prevail from this. I'm very confident in the case. And I think this is a very, very clear black and white violation of our First Amendment rights, because this is exactly how they win. This reminds me of the communist Cuba that my family fled from. My grandparents were in media, and they when the minute they said that Fidel Castro said that they have to control the conversations, the narratives, the reporters, the news that comes out, which we know is happening today. That's when they knew it was all over.
Listen, I'm golf clapping here. Alex, I'm golf clapping on camera. It's a golf clap for you, because the last time you were on, which was just a week ago, this lawsuit hadn't yet been filed. And
no.
The business that you're doing in New Jersey by keeping this tyrant aware of your presence, oh my gosh, I can't even describe how incredibly powerful that is to know that you're doing that. You know, Lou Ann Fox writes in, I love your show, Mark. Lou Ann, we love you too, Lou Ann. Thanks for letting us know. And for everybody joining us online right now, make sure to share us. Lots of you are. Wow. Alex, I am so proud of you up there in Jersey, and I would love to be a fly on the wall inside one of Murphy's tyrannical conversations in the governor's mansion, because the guy is hating all over you. Can you imagine what's coming out of this tyrant's mouth when your name comes up? A federal lawsuit? Is that gun nut weasel? Can you imagine the things he's calling you?
Oh, well, I can imagine that, and I don't have to imagine it, because his own words goes to show exactly the hatred he has towards the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You talked about it. He was on Tucker Carlson saying, I was not thinking about the Bill of Rights. Thinking about the Bill of Rights. He's thinking about himself and his own agenda. He thinks he is the dictator of New Jersey and just does not believe he has any code of conduct, any rules to abide by. And that's exactly why he kicked us out. That's exactly why he shut down gun stores and gun ranges. That was one of the first things that he did. Yeah. Because he doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. He doesn't believe in the First Amendment. And by his own words, he does not think about the Bill of Rights or the Constitution when he's creating these laws and these right. illegal rules. And
let
I'm
me
hoping
start that. Hey, that's a perfect place to stop, because we're going to take a break. But let me take you to task here when you hear the music coming in. He does believe in the First Amendment, his own, and he does believe in the Second Amendment, his own protective details. Jason says, God bless you, Alex, for the work you do, brother. Phil, I don't care about your rights. Murphy is a tyrant. He's also a punk. We'll be back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed, inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios with me. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom on dozens of radio stations across the country. Now in our 12th year on Armed American Radio this week. Unbelievable. April 26th, last weekend, was the 11th anniversary, making the 27th the start of our 12 years over the nation's airwaves. Outstanding. And we are now on this Car Arms microphone inside the Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios with you here in the video network studios. If you're watching online on Facebook Live, it's real easy to do. If you want to check it out, if you're driving, please pull over, please. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You can watch the program right here from the studios in the ATL. We appreciate it very much. Welcome back inside. Let's go right back to my guest, my dear friend, Alexander Alejandro Rubian. Alexander, it is always a pleasure to have you here. Let's kind of wrap up. Yeah, by the way, I'm getting some great comments, by the way. Murphy's a weasel, Jimmy says. Now, he comes to us every day on Facebook when I do my daily hits, the two-way shot of the day with Rob Pincus between noon and 12:30 every single day. Jimmy jumps in. He says, Jimmy from New Germany here. You know, and while that's funny, it's also pathetic and it's also sad. Now, I want you to wrap up the lawsuit. What do you are attempting to gain from this latest suit? You've already attained victory once from this clown. You want to get something, I'm assuming you want to be let back in. But then after that, I want you to comment on what when you heard Trump saying just yesterday, what a great job Murphy's doing, what a great guy he is, and what a great governor he is, when Trump knows darn good and well what he's doing to your Second Amendment and First Amendment rights. Maybe he doesn't. So go ahead and take the mic away. Talk about all that, if you would.
Well, I think first things first, we sued the governor last month and we won and we had gun stores reopened. And now we sued the governor and we want the First Amendment restored. This is not King Murphy land where he thinks he can dictate and rule exactly how he feels. He's created a system where he gets to cherry pick who he allows access to into his press conferences to ask the questions that he wants to be asked. And this is complete undermining of the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment. I mean, imagine a system where you get to cherry pick the people that you get to get questioned from in the media. I mean, that is a breeding ground for corruption, for subjective journalism, for yellow journalism. We already know how bad the mainstream media is today. And he claims he supports the free press. Well, then prove it. Issue us our press credentials so that we could properly report in an honest, unbiased fashion, as we have for many years, as millions of our viewers and readers every year turn to us for this information. And that's the fact of the matter. This is not King Murphy land. And the fact of the matter is that he believes like not only the police should have guns and only the government has guns. That's not me just throwing things out there. That's not hyperbole. Those are his own words. His own words that only trained members of law enforcement should have guns and nobody else should have guns. You know, his own words. He wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights. Not me fabricating things and exaggerating. That was his own words. And that goes to show exactly why we are behind enemy lines in New Jersey and the type of tyrannical and fascist government we live under. And the fact of the matter that even with all of that, our president still acknowledges and commends Murphy for doing what he's doing in New Jersey in regard to handling this pandemic. Meanwhile, Governor Murphy is on record bashing President Trump, undermining him, calling him all types of names, everything shy of calling him Hitler. And the type of integrity and dignity that President Trump has, just put all that aside and not participate in childish behavior, it speaks volumes about our president, and it shows the true colors of our governor in New Jersey.
Alex, somebody's voting for this guy. Somebody's voting for this thug. Somebody, and he's a thug. Somebody's voting for this punk. Somebody's voting for this, as they, somebody sent over, this weasel. This guy got elected. The New Jersey government, let me just say this. I saw the clip that you're talking about when he pointed to the state police, the head of the state police, who I called on this program a thug and a punk, and I stand by everything I called him, okay? These people are tyrants. But people, who's voting for these people in the state of New Jersey? Are you telling me the state wants to live under this type of rule?
Well, this is exactly how they've created a system where people rather vote for free stuff than vote for freedom. And that's exactly the system that they've built, where they use the carrot and the stick to make sure that Democrats have a supermajority and always get elected and have no opportunity for Republicans or independent-minded people that prefer freedom and liberty over slavery. And when you sell your soul to the devil and to this system where you are dependent on the government, you will indefinitely be voting for those people that are giving you crumbs and these benefits so that you will never lose them. And that's exactly what's happening, and that's what's happened. I talk to so many people that say, well, you know, if I vote for the other guy, I'm going to lose my pension. I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose that. I'd rather vote for these, you know, for Governor Murphy and those Democrats, because then I get my, you know, then I get my XYZ benefit.
And, you know, the people that say that have been suckered and they've been duped by the other
exactly.
side to believe that. The Democrats have been playing this game, this identity politics, this union politics. We got another comment in here. Powerful unions in this state, that no doubt the unions in North Jersey have a tremendous amount of power, but not as much as they used to. But another one from Jersey. Yeah, all the blanks in New Jersey are going to vote him back in next year. So, you know, when we see a tyrant like him take power, these people actually believe. Listener, viewer, let me explain something to you very quickly, and I know, Alex, you'll back me up on this. If you don't, please feel free to disagree. But Murphy, when he got elected into a position of power, feels a sense of entitlement belongs to him. He truly believes that that top cop sitting to the right is put on earth to protect and defend him and his family, that those guns are there to protect him, and he should have guns around him because he is the top official, and he is better than you. And that's the way tyrants think about the people below them, and those are the peasants. Am I describing him properly?
You're describing him perfectly, because when I asked the governor that question at a press conference, he specifically said, well, I'm not responsible for this. You know, the man to my left, you know, that has a gun to his hip, he's responsible for my private security. So I went up to Patrick Callahan after. I said, hey, should we give the poor minorities living in the most violent, dangerous cities in our inner cities the same level of protection that you give the governor? And Patrick, I haven't put this video out yet. We'll put it out soon. If people visit our website, they'll see it. He deflected. And he said, well, you know, the governor gets a lot of threats and this and that. Well, you know what? Hundreds. There is a modern-day genocide occurring in our inner cities where hundreds of people every year are being beaten to death, stabbed to death, shot to death, strangled to death, you name it. Don't their lives matter?
No.
Right.
Why
are their lives less valuable? Meanwhile, they live in a far more dangerous
neighborhood. Because they're not in a position of power. They're not elected officials. They are the peasants. Their lives don't matter. You could have rightfully called his position racist right to his face. And you would have been right. Because that's the ultimate form of gun control. Back after this with Alexander.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm wrapping up the week with Alexander Rubian from NJ2AS. And Alex, go ahead and give us the website, if you would, as we get you back up on the screen. Give us a website where people can go and support you in this cause. I'm getting a lot of great comments from folks. Allie tells us that she worked on, I guess, one of his opponent's campaigns and was told that all of the New Jersey police members were all told by their unions to vote for Murphy. So this is, they're all in this together. It's a huge campaign. You got your work cut out for you in Jersey. Allie said she wound up having a botched surgery and guns taken away because she was red flagged. Just incredible stuff that goes on in these states controlled by punks and thugs like Murphy and Callahan. Alex, what's the site? Where can people go help you and support you?
It's NJ, like New Jersey, the number 2AS, as in Apple, Sam.org.
NJ2AS.org. Org. Please help Alexander. All right, let's move on to a couple other different topics. Did you want to exclamation point anything there before I do? Please, go feel free. Go ahead.
I think you did a great job covering it, but I just kind of want to emphasize once again that, you know, we are behind enemy lines, and what happens in New Jersey does not stay in New Jersey, and that's why it's important to support your state rights organizations that are fighting behind enemy lines.
Now, you are being recognized online as a warrior, as a quote-unquote true warrior. And I can tell you, I know Alexander well, and Alexander is a warrior, the definition of warrior, because I got to be honest with you, the way you move in and out of these places with the cameras and ask the questions that you ask takes a certain type of individual. I don't know that I could do what you do, and you do it just impeccably. You've hit all the anti-gunners. You've infiltrated their meetings. You've gotten thrown out almost by force. You've had armed security by the governor lock you out and ask you to leave as you continue to ask them questions. Nobody does it better than you. I can think of another career if should you ever want to go that route. All right, Alex, Jackson, Mississippi mayor. You know, I love these little podunk wannabe homeowner association losers who have never somehow attained a certain level of power in their own lives, that they feel somehow required to exert influence over people when they're in a position to do so simply because they can. That, to me, is another definition of tyrant. And here we have this Jackson, Mississippi mayor, in violation of state law and the Constitution, sign an edict, issue an order, a rinky-dink mayor, okay, ending open carry in her town, his town. What was the mayor's name? Chakwa Lumumba? I don't know who that is. We've talked about him on the program before. But he's facing a federal lawsuit now, and he has capitulated. Alex, you know, here you got mayors. Imagine if you moved from a free state, from a tyrannical state of New Jersey down to a free state of Mississippi and had a little mayor tell you, sorry, here's my response. Tell the mayor to go pound salt, openly carry your firearm anyway. No mayor has the moral authority to tell me what I can and can't do when it comes to my constitutional rights. You want to change garbage pickup day, loser? Go ahead and tell me it's on Thursdays instead of Fridays. That's your job. You can do that. Sit in front of the town council and decide, I don't know, how many more people you're going to add to the school board, loser. But don't take my rights away because you can't, and I'll prove that you can't. Alex, it angers me, okay? So I understand how you feel. When you see something like this about a little mayor with what you have to go through in New Jersey, what goes through your mind?
Well, I'm not surprised. These dictators do not give up one opportunity to flex their authority or what they believe is their authority over individuals that believe in freedom. And I'm happy that people are waking up to this, and I'm happy people are fighting back, because this is not about public safety. This is about these individuals attempting to flex their authority. And we see it firsthand. All these politicians in New Jersey, all they're boasting about is, I have the power to do this. I have the power to force you into your house. I have the power to shut down your business. I have the power to destroy the New Jersey economy. That's all they're doing. They are not letting this crisis go to waste, and they're using it to hoard more power for themselves while they indoctrinate fear into the population and now try to standardize this. We spoke about this. I tell you, the only thing they're trying to do right now is to desensitize people to the idea that the government can control
socialism.
Every aspect of their lives.
Yeah.
It's communism. Forget about socialism.
Well, yeah, you're right. They are one and the same, though.
They just rebranded it because, you know, communism has a very negative connotation, and they did these market research and everything else they do to study these words. Like in New Jersey, they did all this research to use the word prohibit instead of ban, because they found that people don't like when things are being banned, but they don't mind things being prohibited. But going back to what I was saying, this is all about their agenda to flex their authority, normalize this, meaning so that the next time it happens, people are going to feel like, oh, well, this happened before, so it's okay, this is normal, and to desensitize us to this type of totalitarian fascist rule so that we don't get as shell-shocked the next time this occurs. So yeah, I remember like being a kid, and it would be like 2 feet of snow outside, and we would still go to school. Now, if it rains outside, we're being told not, you know, my nephews and all my friends' kids are being told it's too dangerous to go out to school. And I'm like sitting there like, this is ridiculous. What are we teaching our future that they have to be scared about every single little thing? Every single little thing they're being told to be scared about, and that the government will take care of you. Don't worry. The government knows best. They'll protect you. They'll take care of you, and so forth.
This is why. Now, I'm not going to put a tinfoil hat on right now. I'm going to save that for a subsequent show because we're going to have fun with it. I'd like to do a televised roundtable with four of us on split screens, all of us wearing our tinfoil hats when we take up a different subject. Wouldn't that be
fun? And 95 masks.
There you go. There you go. Well, let me tell you why. Because when we find out, when we look back in the rearview mirror over the COVID-19 scare that brought the world's most powerful nation to its knees in less than a week, and a mainstream press largely fueling the fire with hysterical coverage, when we look back with high-definition vision and see that a lot of us have lost our jobs, a lot of us have lost our businesses, and a lot of us are now dependent on government, we're going to be able to see this in the rearview mirror, and we're going to be able to take the tinfoil hat off. None of that, it's not coincidence that this is happening. I'm not telling you that people are not getting sick and dying from the disease. Don't be stupid. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you is that there's a political agenda at work behind the scenes that is using what is happening to feed that dependency on government. If you don't believe me, all you have to do is look at Nancy Pelosi telling you she wants to give you $2,000 a month indefinitely. Why?
Exactly.
So that you remain dependent on government. And here's why. When you give somebody that money, they're going to be loath to want to give it back to you after they have it in their hands. That creates a certain level of dependency on government. Believe me, there are bigger players at stake here trying to destroy the U.S. economy to make us a part of the globalist socialists that they want us to be. All right, Alex, there is a tweet from, I believe it was yesterday, from Shannon Watts that is absolutely incredible. Now, this is an individual who is rocked so far back on her heels by the fact that millions of Americans are buying guns right now, flying in the face of her radical hate America first agenda, unconstitutional agenda, by the fact that they're purchasing firearms and they're not buying gun control. Here's what she had to say yesterday. I've got 30 seconds. I'll read this tweet. We come back, I'll get your thoughts on this. Shannon Watts, this is absolutely fueled by the fact that Governor Whitmer is a woman. Now, what she's referring to is armed protesters in Michigan. It's legal to be in the state house with firearms lawfully protesting in the state of Michigan. It's been going on for years in Michigan. But what she says in her tweet regarding that is, this is absolutely fueled by the fact that Governor Whitmer is a woman. Not all misogynists are gun extremists, but all gun extremists are misogynists. That's from Shannon Watts, the biggest phony PR fake perpetrated on America ever. I started my group at the kitchen table. 2 days later, I was riding around in armored limos. Back after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. You know, please, please, please support our sponsors. You heard Brad Primo on the program last night.
We're back in there, Shanto. There we go. There we go. I was holding up a cup of Defender Coffee. I want to apologize. I was holding up a cup of Liberty Cup filled with Defender Coffee there. And my friend Derek at Defender Coffee actually shot me a text during the break. So DefenderCoffee.com, there's an article, a big write-up on Defender Coffee, and they're being able to use your profit to defend the Second Amendment. So make sure to visit DefenderCoffee.com. All of our sponsors, quickly, let's cover them real fast. LeadslingersWhiskey.com, LeadslingersWhiskey.com. It's a Friday. Second Amendment Foundation, Crossbreed Holsters, My Pillow. You guys are killing it with My Pillow. Love it. Record weeks the past 3 weeks. Car Arms, the Platinum Microphone here. GunBroker.com Studios. Patricia Huff is going to be joining me this week on the Monster Cast. And North American Arms, Sadie Sweat, coming up next week. I've been promising you that. We're finally going to get Sadie to the program. She's awesome. The Bursa 380, I haven't bought it yet, but once everything slows down, I'm going to. That's my next gun. I want the threaded barrel. That's the Bursa Thunder 380. Emerson Knives, emersonknives.com. Famous in all the worst places. All right, let's go back to my dear friend, Mr. Alejandro Rubian. Alejandro, how are you, my friend?
Thank you for pronouncing my name properly.
Alejandro. Well, I do that for fun anyway, right? You know?
You rolled the R really well.
Alejandro. All right. A misogynist exposed. This is absolutely fueled by the fact that Governor Whitmer is a woman. Not all misogynists are gun extremists, but all gun extremists are misogynists. So a gun extremist, you have to understand first, Alex, you get this, is anyone who likes guns, according to this fraud, this flat-out liar, this bald-faced fraud by the name of Shannon R. Watts. Herner, fake everything. And she's a hateful, vile, despicable person. Don't believe me? Go read her tweets. F-bombs everywhere when it comes to Donald Trump. This woman's just filled with rage and filled with hatred. But I guess she was also talking about all of the women who show up for the protests as well. And she must know that half of gun extremists are women. Does she not get that? Tell us about this, Alex. Please set me straight.
This is how distorted and deranged these individuals are. They firmly believe that gun ownership is just about some rich white male issue, and that nobody except for that group of people could ever want to have a gun. And they cannot stand the fact that the largest growing demographic of new gun owners are minorities, African-Americans, and women.
And say that again. Repeat that, please.
Yes, the largest growing demographic of gun ownership in the United States is, maybe worldwide, actually, is African-Americans, minorities, and women.
No, say it ain't so. Is that really true? Of course it's true.
Of course it is. First of all, you see how every single gun store in New Jersey has been sold out of firearms. Because of our undercover investigative journalism, the state police admitted to us that they are backlogged for months. They have over 10,000 new applicants applying for gun permits. So this notion that nobody wants to buy guns, nobody's out there buying guns, if you want to own a gun, you're just some old, fashioned, old white guy, whatever the case is wrong. That's exactly how they marginalize us, and they discredit our arguments by making it to seem like we're just a bunch of old white people that just want to hold on to our guns and so forth. So Shannon Watts, she's delusional, she's out of touch with reality, and it's ironic how she surrounds herself with armed guards, but wants to disarm everybody else so that they wouldn't have the same protection that her and her boss, Michael Bloomberg, have.
Yeah, these are hateful people. I mean, I don't know of any other way. All I can tell you is don't take my word for it as the host of Armed American Radio, as someone who's got a bone to pick with her. I don't have a personal bone to pick with her. She may very well be a nice person over here. But over here, she's a hateful rat. She is a liar. I mean, it's simply read her tweets. Don't believe me. Go read her tweet streams. It's unbelievable, Alex, to see what comes out of her mouth. Her agenda has taken such a beating since this whatever weirdness is that we're going through right now. Her agenda has been blown right out of the water sky high by the mere fact that millions of Americans, at 75 to 80% of them, by the way, with every gun dealer I've talked to and reporters that I've talked to who are talking to others, are new gun buyers. Okay? Alex, it probably wouldn't shock you to know that I have a lot of guns. It probably also wouldn't shock you to know that I decided not to buy that Bursa 380 that I wanted because other people were buying guns that needed them because they were first-time buyers. I decided I have enough guns. Let somebody else buy those guns off the shelves. Isn't that a fair thing to do in a state that we're in right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important that we also be able to educate people properly on,
of course,
the safe and responsible use of firearms. And I think that's why a lot of people have been reaching out to me. It just blows my mind. The people that are reaching out to me that have said they would never buy a gun are now coming to me as an individual and saying that they want to buy a gun. Our How to Buy a Gun page on our website has been flooded with requests. I mean, I watch the Google Analytics. You see every day thousands and thousands of New Jerseyans going to our website to learn about how to go through the process. And at the same time, they're going crazy to find out that they cannot just go to eBay and buy a gun and have it shipped directly to their door.
Because Shannon Watts and the rest of her team of liars have been lying to them.
Exactly.
And their agenda has taken such a beating, they are so filled with hate. There's got to be a psychological term for it. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a psychologist. But when you go and you read her tweets, the F-bombs dropping, the hatred, I mean, she's filled with hatred and rage. Just go read what she puts down herself. Now, Twitter's a hateful place.
You think she's bad now? You think the left is bad now?
Oh.
Wait till you see them after Donald Trump wins his reaction.
Well, I'm concerned about that.
That is when the real violence will come out. Because Donald Trump...
I am concerned about that.
Yeah, Donald Trump did not create the left's hatred and anger and violence towards America. He exposed it.
Yeah.
And once he gets reelected, you're going to see a completely different side of this individual that further exposes their hatred towards us as Americans, their hatred towards guns, and their hatred towards our freedoms.
This country is very close to, let's just say, a divide that we may not be able to mend. We're close. We're very close. We've got a situation occurring in this country right now, Alex, that you would think would bring Americans together. But instead, the political left has politicized it to the point that we can't even do that. America used to come together at times of catastrophe. Or, you look at what happened at Pearl Harbor. You look at what happened at 9/11. I'm sure if you went back to 1918 to the flu pandemic, that didn't happen here, Alex. They're filled with rage. They're filled with hate. And you're right. I am fearful of what the left is capable of after Donald Trump shellacks them, crushes them, destroys them in November in a landslide. I don't know what we're going to see. I hope I'm wrong, but I wouldn't be the least bit shocked to see these these people go nuts. Concerns me, Alex. Obviously, it concerns you, or you wouldn't have mentioned it, right?
Exactly.
All right, dude. We're getting ready to end this hour of Armed American Radio. We're going to take a break here in just a minute. It'll be the top of the hour. First off, I want to say this to you personally. Congratulations in your first suit and bringing the tyrant Murphy to his knees where he belongs. This guy believes, I bet he probably dresses up as General Zod at home, He actually believes that he is who he thinks he is, and it's really sad. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to do the things he does, like shutting you down. And he does anyway. So thank you for everything that you do up there in New Jersey. You are, in fact, behind enemy lines, Alex. We got your back here. NJ2AS.org, listeners, viewers, NJ2AS.org. I'm going to see you on the Monster Cast. Kimberly Coulter, Ann Coulter's niece, is going to be joining me, among others. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you on Sunday's Monster Cast on your televisions, Facebook, and your radio.